Yasmin, you know how I've been searching? You know, we always talk about icks, right? And my icks have always been a little bit vague since the start of this podcast, like years.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, go on.
I finally found my ick.
Oh my God.
It's so specific, so niche, and I think it's even quite niche to the UK.
Okay, my ick, by the way, for reference, is bowling shoes. I don't know what it is about since. Bowling shoes that don't fit as well, like clunking around in clown shoes, king, not on my watch. What is your ick?
So my ick, you know when you've got an itch?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm just going to scratch that itch because it's, you know. It's people that say, I'm going to itch it. That is my ick. It's random. It's weird. That is my ick. Or I think it's like misspelling of there. I can, and like the people who say espresso is another one.
Yeah.
And I've realized it's language is my ick. So there we go. There we have it. I finally found my ick.
What a weird ick.
Is it? If anyone's listening right now, is it your ick too?
I'm sure it is. For me, language isn't so much of an ick because I can't fucking spell, but I definitely think the way that people speak, anyone who says yah, unironically, no, ick, instant ick.
I'm just going to itch it. Ew, gross. Get out. Leave my life. Welcome to On Wednesdays We Wear Black with me, Sophie K, and Yasmin Suma.
It's me. Hello. Hi.
I think you're going to go, I'm the problem, it's me.
I'm always the problem. When am I not the problem? Have you met me?
You are the problem. I forgot what episode we're doing today, but I've just remembered. We're doing news!
So Sophie is very tired today. Sophie hasn't slept She is about to get on a plane to get a tattoo. And you know what? I'm kind of impressed that you're having a crazier week than me. My plans for tonight are go to the gym and then embroider a little embroidery hoop.
Wow. Whereas I'm flying to a different country on no sleep just to get a tattoo and then flying back the same day.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and
dude.
Roll. Meow, meow, meow. This rock week, we're talking news, Sophie. What's
news.
Been happening in the world?
Holy
it's a
shit.
News episode.
The news is popping
off. The news is crazy. It's crazy right now.
I've got about 70 tabs open of all different news stories because there's so much going on.
Stop. This is so me.
It's festival season, right? By the way, have you seen all the clips from Sick New World?
Yes, absolutely I have. Do I look like an idiot?
Oh my God.
Do I look like I was born yesterday? God. Yes.
I was watching it and I was just like, why am I got the worst FOMO. I don't normally get FOMO that bad, but I had FOMO.
Again, I would just look to put out feelers. When we were young festival, please, please ship me and Sophie out to America. I don't even care what we do at this point. If you want street dancers, I'll try my best. If you want a comedy set, God. I can let people boo me for an hour as long as I'm in that space.
I think we'd make good mimes.
We'd make amazing mimes, okay? I'll do whatever at this point as long as I'm in Vegas for When We Were Young Fest this year. I need to be there. It's my Eva right.
So, when We Were Young, Sick New World Festival. Did you see they had the clips of the warm-up show that Slipknot did as well in the desert? Like, what? What? What do you mean that Slipknot did an underplay in the desert?
I'm a baby and I was born yesterday. Can you explain to me the significance of Slipknot wearing jumpsuits? And for anybody who doesn't know, because there's people out there who might not know, who might have just got into Slipknot because of TikTok. It's okay. I get you. Can you, as literally the biggest Slipknot nerd I've ever met in my entire life, please explain the significance of
the Slipknot.
Jumpsuits.
That's all you need to know. It is OG Slipknot.
What does that mean?
It's most likely linked to the release of their self-titled album, which is coming up to 25 years. They've now got a new keyboardist and a new drummer.
Exciting.
They're just messing with us at this point. It's like they have itched the itch of all of the OG Slipknot fans. It's like they're going, yeah, okay, we might be girly pop, but just know We still see you, OGs. We still see you!
I, regardless of what was happening, would have thrown ass. Like, original jumpsuits or not, I would have been there throwing ass. Unfortunately, I was at home because Sick New World did not fly me and Sophie out to go see Slipknot. I'm waiting.
Yasmin's just trying to start a fight with every festival going.
I just want to go for free. Do you know how expensive tickets to Vegas
are? You're such an influencer.
It's so expensive.
Such an influencer.
What do you mean I can't get everything for free?
And I want everything for free. Yeah, it looked absolutely amazing. But Slipknot have been all over the news lately because, as I say, we saw new masks. So that's what we're seeing all over. We saw the underplay in the desert. I feel like there's something a brewing. Something's a brewing, Yasmin.
New album dropping tonight, Queen?
By the way, we don't know any extra info.
I love when people are like, oh, you guys are on Knotfest. You probably know. No. Do you think, be so honest, do you think someone like Slipknot would entrust me and Sophie, the most unreliable, untrusting people you've ever met, with something so serious like that?
We would never.
No.
Did you see I was on the cover of Corey Taylor's album for Record Store Day? Looking like an absolute goof. But that's beside the point.
Sorry.
That is beside.
Pause.
I was on the cover.
That's such a flex. If anyone ever is like, oh, you're not a real Slipknot fan, I'm literally on Corey Taylor's album cover. Be so for real. I love when people comment that on your videos or on our posts and are like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You don't know real Slipknot. Corey Taylor put Sophie on his fucking album cover. Be so for real. Not me, though, because I feel like I'm a little goblin that just follows you around and everyone's like, oh, hello, Sophie. And the little goblin that follows Sophie around. No. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, let's just clear it up. Yeah. For anyone who's new to us, to this podcast, right? I have been in rock and metal for a long, long time. That is why I can talk to people like Corey. I can talk to people in the scene because I've been in it a long time and I've met these people over and over again. Yasmin is an exciting new voice in this scene. You're learning about it. I get so angry when people are like, what do you mean, Yasmin, that you don't know this song from before you were born?
I wasn't alive. I was literally just a little baby.
And there's different
and
niches
even if I was
within.
Alive, I was getting bitches.
There was you had to go and ruin it. Anyway, let's talk news. So
I love that we spent a good 10 minutes rambling before we actually go into news.
I mean, that sounds like a standard We Wear Black episode, don't it?
Yeah. What's in the news, Sophie, other than Sick New World and Slipknot?
So the fans have been reacting to the brand new drummer's mask.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Did you know how people figured out? This is, I know we talked about this before, but Slipknot fans are just Swifties, basically.
Because of his tattoos, right? Like his one tattoo that they figured out.
They went into the code of a post which had the first names of all the members of Slipknot.
Yeah, that's smart. I'm sorry, that's smart.
They went the, isn't it? In the code. Yasmin.
I love Slipknot fans. If I ever go missing, just tell Slipknot fans to find my body. They will.
Anyway, so
definitely would.
They've been reacting to the new mask. Eloy Casagrande. I wonder whether it was an Easter egg that they put it in there because they started a new website called youcan'tkillme.com.
Oh, song?
And it's just, it's just interesting. It's interesting that they're saying you can't kill me. It's interesting that they've got the OG jumpsuits on again from like my favorite era of Slipknot.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of Slipknot for now. We love them, but we're going to move on from that one right now.
Okay.
We're going to move on to Summer Slaughter. This is a whole fiasco, Yasmin. Do you know what? The way there's like so many people, They make fun of women, queer people. The way these people bitch, right? And the way it's kicked off about Summer Slaughter. Have you seen any of this?
I've got to be so honest with you. I've got to say this with my chest, with my heart and my soul. No, I'm too busy having a life. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, according to Loudwire, Summer Slaughter put out their lineup and people were vexed. Now, that's pretty standard for festivals, right? But it's gone really far with this one because it's their return after 5 years. Headliners are Vale of Maya, Brand of Sacrifice. You've got Gideon, Left to Suffer, 1056, Teller, Cabal, Brat. Now, people were mainly pissed off that there wasn't enough death metal on the lineup.
Okay.
And also, because like past lineups used to have like Morbid Angel, Dying Fetus, Goat Whore, Cattle Decapitation. So I kind of see where they're coming from with that. But the big drama comes that after Metal Sucks posted to Instagram, the Summer Slaughter tour shot back criticising the publication. And it was all to do with vaccines.
Yeah. It's been
so this
4 years. Get a new personality. I'm being so serious. I'm so fed up. Whether you are pro-vax, anti-vax, it's been 4 years since the global pandemic. Find a new personality. Four years. You've been getting no bitches for 4 years straight. Why would you want to admit that? Tell me more.
It is just, it's just messy, Yasmin. So someone posted here, Summer Slaughter, y'all this salty over a Metal Sucks article. And it was the article talking about the vaccines. People are saying Summer Laughter, bunch of clowns. And then Summer Slaughter responded, right, I'm just going to leave it this. This is, all I'm going to say is this is why festivals need someone in charge of PR, because they responded and went, nah, salty over them trying to cancel the founder of the tour because he said we shouldn't have to take annual booster shots, and reposted Woody Harrelson's SNL skit. So it's just
you know what,
it's just messy.
You know, it amazes me that bands who were put out of work for a year don't want to ensure that they aren't put out of work for another year. Being stupid.
It's messy.
I salute you for that level of stupidity. I can't even fathom it. I just don't understand how it gets so messy.
So the next story is about Linkin Park and the speculation of them having a new singer. Now, all of that speculation started when Orgy singer Jay Gordon revealed in a radio interview he'd heard the band was planning on continuing, and he added, I heard they've got a girl singer now.
Did you see that? I can't remember when it was. I don't even know why it was, but Bonnie from Stand Atlantic did
a
cover of, yeah. I think it was Given Up or maybe Crawling or In the End, one of the songs with Mike and maybe the rest of the band, I don't know, but Mike was definitely there. Anyway, everyone was like, oh my God, this is the new singer, when it's like, no, she's probably just doing a cover. Trash Boat also did a cover of Given Up. So
she said, I think she had to come forward and say that it's not her. But also, everybody got it in their heads that it was going to be Amy Lee. I don't know where this started from.
It should be Amy Lee.
Well, do you know what? To be fair, like, I don't know how many people can hold the notes that Chester held. But anyway, she had to come forward and go, it's such a great compliment. I've not heard that, no. I've not been contacted by Linkin Park or anything like that. I'm a huge fan. Our fan bases cross over a lot. And she said she would definitely be up for it, but she'd only be able to do it part-time because obviously she's got quite a busy band herself.
Yeah. I wonder who it is. I think it's going to be an unknown.
That would be so fun, though. Do you know who would you like it to be? Because I've got someone in my head, and this is going to be the most controversial reply ever, and if this becomes a clip on social media, the way I'm going to get hated for saying this.
No one can really replace his voice. I'm trying to think, like, I want to say someone like Amy from Nova Twins or even Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, but I don't know.
Do you know who I'd like to see singing for Linkin Park? People are going to hate me so much for saying this, so I'm sat here sipping my tea. Imagine Kelly Clarkson. But just bear with me a second. Bear with me.
No, before I see the vision. I see the vision.
The way she loves rock and metal.
And can
she's
hold
a big
note.
Fan.
She has an amazing vocal ability.
She's one of the best singers around.
I know.
How good would it be?
That would kind of be awesome. I'm not going to even lie to you. That would be sick.
People are going to hate me for even suggesting that. And
you're not a metalhead. Who's on the cover of Corey Taylor's new album? That's so crazy. You should go to a record store and look at that cover real hard.
Record store day. Yeah, I like the idea of Kelly Clarkson, but we'll see, we'll see. So that's one news article. Okay, next one, let's move on. I've got one here. The people keep... Right, I went into what is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I went into a bit of a rabbit hole with that.
When are we going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I know.
That's all anyone's talking about, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the lineup. And people just get vexed every single year that it's not traditional rock artists. And it's like...
That's why there's a Hall of Fame, because rock has changed over the years. It's meant to document history.
There's only so many.
You can only give Bruce Springsteen so many awards before it gets old. Come on.
Ozzy got a second induction.
Of course he did.
Of course, because it's Ozzy. It's Ozzy.
Of course he did.
It's Ozzy Osbourne. But I did some research. You know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you know what it is?
No.
I didn't know this either. It's just a museum.
Oh.
It's just a bit like an award show of a museum, and yet everyone makes such a big deal. I think they put people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now as a PR stunt.
Yeah, obviously. Because obviously. Hello.
The traction they get.
If we had, like, going, that's, yeah, obviously. It's, I mean, anyway. Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that, but holy shit, it's just a museum.
It's just a museum. So the next one is James Hetfield. His new middle finger tattoo, which a lot of people have seen. It's like an ace of spades. It's a tribute to Motorhead's Lemmy. Aww. But what we found out is that he actually used a mix of black ink and a pinch of Lemmy's cremation ashes.
Wow.
To be tattooed into him.
So Lemmy's with him forever now. That's crazy.
Yeah. Would you have me tattooed into your finger if I died?
Yeah. Yeah, would you? I would. I'd probably get like a little W for We Wear Black, and I'd get your ashes. Yeah.
Not like a thank fuck the witch is dead.
Boo.
Boo.
I would. You were expecting me to say something mean, but I said something nice.
I know, and it threw me off. I didn't know what to do with myself. I'd change the subject.
Anyway.
Courtney Love has gone off on Taylor Swift, calling her not important.
I'm just tired of hearing of. I have a really horrible, 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 horrible take. Can we stop talking about Taylor Swift? Like, I'm not here to ruin people's fun. The music's cool and whatever. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Can I just wake up one day and it's not like Taylor Swift flew 100 hours in her private jet? Taylor Swift's marrying this mediocre man. I don't care.
Do you know what, right? Because I have a 7-year-old stepdaughter, the feelings she has for Taylor Swift are so wholesome and wonderful and beautiful, and the meaning to what music is. So anyone who rags on Taylor Swift needs to hang out with like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, but it's socially acceptable for 7-year-olds to like Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift, so... She's got some bops. Like, don't even lie to me that when Shake It Off came out, you didn't shake it off. Like, that's a good...
Baby, I was too busy listening to Pierce Lavelle and sitting on Tumblr. Let's be so honest with ourselves. I was there. Anyway,
move on. So Dance, Gavin Dance have announced they parted ways with Tilly and Pearson, which was a big news story. Mm-hmm. There was also in the news... Okay, I've got... One more for you two more. The first one being, I don't know if I can even say these words out loud, Yasmin. It makes me feel all sorts of feelings.
Okay.
One of my favourite bands in the world is Let Live. Like, they are one of the few bands I would consider getting a tattoo from. Like, I have an Opeth tattoo, I would get a Slipknot tattoo and a Let Live tattoo. Like, there are very few bands that I would... Dinner Escape Plan, maybe. Let Live are teasing. I think they're going to do a farewell.
Let Live are back. Let Live are back, period. Let Live, period, are back, period. That's what.
Here's the thing. I know Let Live were very popular here in the UK. So if we don't get a tour...
I mean...
This is a threat to everybody who played in the band Let Live. If you do a farewell tour and you don't come over here to the UK,
you have to fly me and Sophie out. You have to pay for our flights. I can't fucking afford a flight to LA, but please, please. I never even got to see Let Live. I think maybe I did. They opened for Pierce the Veil.
You never got to see Let Live? Oh,
they
my
did.
God.
They opened for Pierce the Veil.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and I was there, but I was like 13, so I remember none of it. So I would like to see Let Live as an adult. I would like to see The Black is Beautiful as an adult. And yeah, oh my God, Let Live are back.
I can't talk about this because when I, like, I know Jason now on like just a normal friend term. I have never told him that I've cried at every Let Live show. And that's what's really weird. Like, I'll talk to him backstage and be like, hey, yeah, yeah, it's, that's just Jason. But when it's Let Live, I will cry.
This is that, this that is band, the fear I have band. That I will develop this a friendship with any of the bands that I really love. Like, I can't just rock up to Vic Fuentes and be like, hey man, how's your set going? Oh, that's so cool. When I was 13, I used to cry to the entirety of Collide With The Sky on repeat. Still would.
This is why you Gen Zs need to stop posting everything on the fucking internet. Because all that needs to happen is like Caleb Shomo to go, oh, I've got an interview with Yasmin Suman later. Let me search who they are. And there's you scream crying running into the venue because you've been queuing up for a week.
Yep.
Yeah. And then just to finish off, this kind of, I imagine, crosses over with social media a lot. So, this has been reported by everybody, because I'll let you tell the story, Yasmin. Because Bring Me the Horizon have caused a bit of an uproar.
Mama, let me tell you something. I don't know where I was. I was on the way back from my girlfriend's. We were driving somewhere, and we were watching it, and I was like, no, I was coming back from a wedding. I was coming back from a wedding with my partner, and it popped up on my For You page, and I was like, what? And it was this person basically saying, Bring Me the Horizon are not a Christian band. They are blasphemous because they had a poster for their Australian tour with Sleep Token and somebody else. I can't remember the lineup. I'm sorry. It was
a lineup for Australia, and it was Sleep Token and Make Them Suffer and Dane. They've been putting out adverts, and they had dates with the lineup, set times in each city, and talking up the second installment of their post-human EP series.
Let me read you the one that this person got upset about, because I think it's very funny. If Jesus Christ returns, we'll just kill that fucker two times. Nice. But then they also put out other ones, like Deep in the Forest, the blind one followed her every move. What's another one? The Golden Raspberry. Like, I think it's like some hint to like their kind of themes for the next album, but I just thought it was really funny that Bring Me the Horizon, who wrote an entire album with heavy religious, like Sempiternal. I remember when Sempiternal hit 10 years last year, I did a piece, I think it was for Louder/Metal Hammer, where I dove into like the themes of Sempiternal and like ranking every song. It is literally just an hour of Ollie Sykes going, bro, fuck religion, peace out. Hospital for Souls.
Do you know what?
Go to hell for heaven's sake. House of Wolves.
That's the one. Like, go to hell for heaven's sake. Like, at what point did you hear that and go,
Crooked Youth?
Christian band. Christian band, sure.
Like, there's so many songs that I can, just off the top of my head, even off That's the Spirit, like, even if we're talking about the lighter stuff where you're like, actually, no, pause. Pause the episode. I am going to find you lyrics from different Bring Me the Horizon eras, and I'm going to read them to you even, to show you that every era of Bring Me the Horizon has been consistently...
What have we done?
Has been consistent. Like, this isn't new! This isn't new. Right, Crooked Young.
Let's just remember as well, Ollie Sykes' clothing range was called Drop Dead. And he's talked about being a drug addict. What about that was giving you Kumbaya, We Are Christian Rock? Like,
I'm going to read you lyrics from different eras of Bring Me the Horizon. This is Crooked Young from Sempiternal, came out in 2013. Hallelujah, well, I'm saved, just a dozen steps and 28 days. It'll be a miracle. I'll be born again as the Lord of the Shepherd. I will find a way. Fuck your faith. No one's going to save you.
There's the kicker.
Fuck your faith.
There's the kicker. Fuck your faith. That should have given you a clue that this is not a Christian rock band that you're dealing with here.
There's an entire album called There Is a Heaven, Believe Me, I've Seen It, There Is a Hell, Let's Keep It a Secret. But also, so the biggest thing that this person said in the video against them is that they're being blasphemous. I'd like you to read you some lyrics from a song called Blasphemy by Bring the Horizon. You've got hell to pay, but you've already sold your soul. It's blasphemy, but the words don't make sense no more. What would your mother say? Your faith has you immured, so don't try and tell me that you still believe. Don't preach to me. I just, like, consistently, I just don't understand how you listen to their songs and go, yeah, man, that's definitely not about my religion, though. Some people try to, like, deflect as well and be like, no, he's talking about this one specific religion. No, he's talking about all religions.
I know why.
Why?
Because they released the album, That's the Spirit. I think, so, you know how people see Jesus in toast, right? They will see
but
Jesus.
That's the Spirit.
They want to
see Jesus. Blasphemy on it.
Yeah, but they didn't go that deep.
Like,
they didn't go that deep.
I, and then also, how do you listen to the new songs and think, yeah, yeah, they really popped off on that one. I just, to have that lack of self-awareness is truly just a beautiful thing. Breaking news, Bring with Horizon have lyrics that might offend religious people. So do bands like Cannibal Corpse, Infant Annihilator. God, there's so many bands. Give me some bands that you know that love the devil.
Every band. Every band. Slayer, Metallica, all of the greats. But here's the thing.
Corn.
The devil makes great music.
Whoopsie.
The devil makes great music. Whoopsie. Although there are some Christian rock bands that I do
you've
like.
You've got Skillet, you've got Flyleaf, you've got
Paramore.
Paramore?
Nothing More.
Paramore's Christian rock? Yeah.
Wait. They are so Christian.
Really?
Have you never read an interview? Like,
This is news to me. I don't want to spiral down this hole. Don't let me spiral.
this is a whole thing. Yeah, they are fully like go to church.
That's so crazy.
My favourite possession is a hunting knife. That is like... but we won't go too much into that. I don't know
Cut
if they're still
out.
Christian,
Cut
but they definitely were. They
Cut
definitely
that out.
Were.
You want us to get cancelled by Paramore so bad. You want their team to hate us. Anyway, cutting all this out.
Okay, so that is it, I believe, for news stories. So we can go on to releases.
Let's talk about the most exciting release, in my personal opinion. People got...
You're going to say Knock Loose.
People got so mad about Knock Loose and Poppy.
I knew that'd be it for
People
you.
Got so mad. As if Poppy hasn't released heavy music before. As if, like, people didn't listen to I Disagree.
Wait, why were people mad?
Because...
Why are people always mad? Like, why has everyone got to be mad?
People thought if Poppy was going to be on a Knock Loose song, it wouldn't be as heavy, right? But complete opposite. It was extremely heavy. One random specific thing I didn't like as well, not to nitpick, but, you know, in the Knock Loose song, it's called Suffocate, there's like a reggaeton, like, riff in it.
Yeah.
And I slay, love it. Didn't like that people were like, oh my god, this is the first time a metal band has done this. Hello?
Hello. I know.
Hello?
I know.
Skinned Red, Rage Against the Machine. Loathe!
I want to know what reggaeton is, because I don't actually know, so I'm going to Google it right now. Okay, so it's more Spanish-speaking Caribbean.
But there is an exact Loathe riff from, like, 2017, 2018, that is the exact same.
People, do you know what? People on the internet are idiots. Like, I sometimes go online and I'm like, how are these people able to vote? And no wonder the world is fucked.
It's crazy. I mean, I love the new Look Loose song. I love the new Look Loose song. It's really good. I love Poppy's bit in it. I think Poppy sounds amazing.
It's great.
I honestly, controversial, hot take of the century, I like this song more than I like the Bad Omens song. I love Bad Omens. Bad Omens are great. I just feel like this song is more my kind of vibe. It's more something that I can go to the gym and get angry to.
So the new song from Bad Omens is The Drain, and it's got Health Swarm. Health and Swarm.
Oh, then. I meant the song with Poppy from Bad Omens.
Oh, the song with Poppy, Van.
Yeah, Van, whatever.
Van, V-A-N. Oh, well, that goes on nicely to the next song. There's a new Bad Omens song.
There's another new Bad Omens song.
And it's ahead of their collab and remix album that's coming out May 21st.
So, the entire track list for Concrete Jungle, I think the entire track list for this Concrete Jungle extension is, collabs wise, there's Poppy, Health and Swarm, Bob Villain, Wargasm, Era, Iriasis XC, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, Thousand Below Again, We Are Fury, Patch, So Wily, Patch, Dahlia, Let's Eat Grandma Chief, and then a bunch of live songs and another Poppy. So, live with Poppy. Okay, this is from Roxanne, by the way. So if I've said any of this wrong and you're angry at me, please go yell at Roxanne and not me. That's a lot of collabs.
I'm looking forward to Era. The Era track will be good.
Love Era. Love Thousand Below, though. Love Thousand Below.
Be interesting.
For sure. I like that they're bringing like a collaborative vibe back to the scene. Like, do you remember Crash Collision Course with Jay-Z and Linkin Park? Kind of gives me those vibes.
Collision Course. But there's been loads of bands that did remix albums. That it was like a really popular thing, I feel, around 2015. I feel like a lot of bands were doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there was, the Popcorn's Punk era. Oh, we've never recovered from that.
People always start getting like DJs in and they do like remixes of their tracks.
Do you?
And like you'd have a pendulum remix of this or
do
whatever.
Do you remember? People, I don't know why this is like so deep in my memory. I don't think the band really talks about it anymore. Do you remember that remix album of Bring Me the Horizons, Suicide Season, Cut Up and something?
That's what I was...
And Ask Alexandria had one as well for, I think, Reckless and Relentless. I loved that. I hated the songs at the time because I was really into like dance or EDM and stuff. But it was, I look back now and I'm like, I love that. Bring that back.
Do you know what I've learned since? Right, here's a trick. Here's a little bit of secret info for
you. Industry secrets.
So for a lot of bands, when they have signed a record deal with a label and they want to evolve, or they feel like the label hasn't given them the fair chance, but they have to deliver another album as part of their contract, they will often release like a live record or a remix record or something like that. So they've fulfilled the label's album quota, but their new material isn't falling under that record label so that they can do it with a new big deal. Because sometimes a band gets bigger in the label, but they still have to make two more albums with the low budget that they signed on for.
Do you think that's what Bad Omens are doing?
Do you think they're going to get a major?
Spirit Box and major Sleep labels? Token. We are seeing another revival. Do you know in like the early 2000s when there was like major label emo core, right? Where it was like Fall Out Boy, Paramore, My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco. They all got signed by major labels. We're seeing the same thing happen with metalcore and I love it. I love it. Yes.
Maybe we could get to the point where Bad Omens, Bring Me the Horizon, Sleep Token, Spirit Box are all of that. That size of like your Linkin Parks, your Evanescences, your Fall Out Boys, all of that kind of era, and showing up to the record label where they should have invested in a real rock band rather than investing in Machine Squirt Gun Kelly.
Anyway.
Okay, so more releases.
Anyway.
We have Motley Crue released Dogs of War and got absolutely rinsed by their own fan base who don't really like it. Black Veil Brides released Bleeders. We had Pearl Jam released their 12th studio album, which is Dark Matters, Set It Off with Fake Ass Friends, and 21 Pilots with Backslide. Do you know they're going to be releasing a video for every single song on their album? That is a flex. That is like, you do not understand how much money we've been making.
Yeah, I mean, it's 21 Pilots. Like, I hear them played in every shopping centre I go in, like, for the past 10 years. Of course.
It's 21
they've
Pilots.
Money. They got commercial money. They've got We Get Played in between songs at the Super Bowl kind of money. In between.
Yeah, and you know people like, people in bands like, say, Slipknot, with members everywhere, must look at bands like 21 Pilots with just two of them playing those big venues and think, gosh, I wonder how much you guys are taking home at the end of each show. Because, you know, that's the key. That's why you see so many artists these days. And it's like, Brendan Urie is Panic at the Disco, even though they're no longer. Falling in Reverse, just Ronnie Radke. Like, you've got all these bands that are just quote-unquote bands that are one person, because
that's the tea. That's the real tea. You want some tea in this episode? So many bands are just one person, and then they hire people out to do the other stuff, but they're just touring musicians. They're not actually part of the band. That's tea.
Exactly.
A lot of your very favorite bands have one guy doing everything, and then the rest of them just show up. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying that is a fact. That's it. That's happened a lot.
I wonder if Jordan Fish was, like, signed on as part of the band.
Oh, he had to be, because he was the producer as well, Sophie.
Yeah, but he could be, like, a hired gun, but with writing credits, because that would make you a decent amount of money.
Maybe.
Anyway, loads of people working with Jordan Fish at the moment, which is pretty cool to see.
I like it. He's really, much like a fish, is spreading his gills and exploring the ocean of metal.
Ew. The fish spread.
I don't know
girls?
How fish work. Anyway, what's us?
Social media. It's on you now, Yasmin.
Oh, so
has it been popping off on social media?
Right,
as well?
Girls. Let me tell you two things. Firstly,
I've been out of it, so I'm ready.
Firstly, two of the things I'm gonna talk about were because of me. So you're all welcome for this week's seed news. I did it all myself. I just can't shut the fuck up. I posted a picture that I found on Facebook that someone posted of a Guinness and a Monster, and it's disgusting. It's called Gronster or Minis? Gronster Energy? And it's like half Guinness, which is an alcoholic beer, and Monster Energy drink, and I just said, emos, you've done it this time. You've done it this time.
Is this on Twitter?
It is on Twitter. It got like 50k likes. Hey. No biggie. What are your thoughts on Gronster? Is it like the new neck oil, but for emos?
It sounds disgusting, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think emos who drink Monster can handle Guinness. That's my hot take for you.
Really?
And I'll just add, before Ireland comes to me, Guinness is a stout.
I'm saying this with an Irish partner, so if anyone comes to me, my literal partner is Irish. Anyway, Gronster exists.
Irish or Northern Irish?
Northern Irish. Is there a difference?
Oh my God, Yasmin. You see, Ireland just cancelled you. Like, you just got cancelled.
I'm sorry.
Bam, done.
They couldn't.
Oh my gosh, even your girlfriend just cancelled you. You're done.
They can't.
I'm so
help
sorry.
Being born in Northern
I'm
Ireland.
So
they
sorry.
Were born near the border. If that helps. Anyway,
you're
there was that. And then speaking of my partner went to see Pierce Vale with support from Dayseeker and Holding Absence and possibly someone else. Might be slipping yep. through. Those were the ones that I remember. Anyway, my partner went to go see them. I didn't go because I was at home babysitting my fat dog. I got a text message from them, and it was Yaz, save me, Yaz. There's people fingering in the pit. I'm watching someone getting fingered right in front of me. Yaz, save me.
That's
just
disgusting.
Want to put out a personal service announcement. I would understand. I would actually understand if we were at Sleep Token, if we were at Steel Panther, get horny, get your rocks off. They're writing lovemaker music. They're writing babymaker music. What about, and specifically it was between Holding Absence and Dayseeker, what about either of those bands makes you go, wow, that guy crying on the mic for 20 minutes, that's getting me, my basement's flooded. Take my
that's
panties
a creepy
off
kink,
in
kink
the
thing.
Pit.
That's kink shit. That's like public displays.
But are you not afraid of getting airborne diseases? Are you not afraid of somebody accidentally spilling a pint and it gets in your knickers? It'll give yeast infection another layer. You would have a yeast infection on top of a yeast infection.
Are you not afraid that you're at a Pierce the Veil show? There are children, you get arrested, and you would actually be done
as a sex
offender, and you would be put on a
list. You'd be
list
put on a list
for the rest of your life.
List.
Like, I know that's me going health and safety like full.
Who's shagging at Pierce the Veil?
I would
My brother in crime said, I kissed the scars on your skin. I still think you're beautiful. What about that makes you want to take your panties off? I mean, like, be so for real.
I would call the police.
You're becoming that. You're becoming one of those Karens. I'm calling the police. I'm calling.
I would be that.
I would never. I'd get it if we were at like an 18 plus show. If it was like a horny band, you know. If we're at Deftones. If someone doesn't get pregnant at the show, then like, what was the point?
No, I don't understand. No,
but you're back to back metalcore bands who have 90% of their music is just "I want to die, let me kill myself." What about that is making you horny?
People are freaks. Gross. People are gross. They're weird. They disgust me. And anything else going on social media? Surely there must be other stuff going on. Have you just told me about your two posts?
Thanks.
Yasmin. No, there is more going on social media.
Everyone's just getting mad about the Nuck Loose thing with Poppy. And also the Bring Me the Horizon thing. You stole my two stories. I had four stories. I came to the plate with four stories. And you stole two of them from
under
me. What
trends are happening?
Fingering in the pit, like I just said.
No.
And Gronster and pit fingering.
There are trends that you didn't start.
Gronster and pit fingering and Jesus Saves.
There is a woman who played a child's version of System of a Down.
They've also done Rage Against the Machine.
On Kids Toy. And Rage Against Me. She's gone viral.
Yeah.
Also on social media. Songs. Metallica's been trending for a while. This
songs?
Month.
Question mark?
X. There was like, when they go, excellent.
And
you swipe over.
Night.
There's a trend with like, then and now. That's a whole trend happening in alternative talk.
I'm not going to lie. Festival season has, everything was happening at Sigma World, Sophie. And everyone's talking about Slipknot. All this stuff you've mentioned. It's happening on social media.
Okay, well, that's it then for this episode, Yasmin.
Words of wisdom.
I can guess what your words of wisdom will be about.
Don't finger in the pit and don't finger in the pit after drinking a Gronster.
My words of wisdom are that not everything you see on social media is real. And I seriously doubt that anyone drank a Gronster. I doubt it. I doubt it. Yasmin's Dogs Barking Soul did this next bit. If you want to get in touch with us, it's at WeWearBlackPod on every platform. And if you want to send us an email, it's WeWearBlackPod@gmail.com. If you want to follow Yasmin, it's at Yasmin Suman X.
Oh my God, you're a real fan.
Yasmin Suman X on everything apart from one where it's just Yasmin Suman. But that's Instagram. And if you want to follow me, it's at I Am Sophie K. And bye.
Bye.
You were listening to On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please rate and subscribe so that we can keep doing what we do. Special thanks goes out to the Nova Twins for the badass music and Wargasm for the killer screams. See you next week.